Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his mountaintop with us tonight. And we've got a good show. We're going to do some work on the paranormal first because we always say that's what we're going to get to, and we never do because it's been so much news. Hi, Larry. How are you doing up there with your portal at the mountaintop?
I'm hanging in, Stuart.
Oh, good. I take it the weather's cleared up a little bit.
Yeah, we had days and nights of storms, but it's finally broke up, I think, and boy, that's welcome.
Yeah. Well, you have taken, why don't we start with a personal note here. You have actually seen and taken some pictures of unidentified flying objects. And you have a friend down there who actually thinks maybe he had a time warp situation with one. And because we probably have some new listeners, could you get into a little bit of that for us? Just off the top of your head.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Just over in Arkansas, south of Mena, Arkansas, actually, this individual lived, and he saw some light coming from his woods right there down behind his house, real close. Him and his kids, I guess, were on the back porch. And he said it was really a funny feeling. He said it got really, really hot. The atmosphere around him got real hot on the porch even. So he left the porch and went down walking to where the light was coming through the trees. And, of course, you posted that photograph of the UFO,
yes,
saucer craft that, you know, he gave us. And he went down. He said it was a really strange feeling, and the closer he got to it, the more he said it felt like time slowed down. And he said when he got back to the house, which only seemed like a couple of minutes to him, he said he was told that he'd been gone a lot longer than that. So, you know, and you had him on your show. You actually, I guess, could repost,
yes,
that sometime.
Yeah, that
really
was
interesting,
an interesting
interview.
I had a fellow that drives a school bus that I knew very well, and he was going down the road as far as stories go. And I know him very well. He wouldn't make anything like that up. In fact, there were a bunch of school kids in the bus who also saw it. But what they saw was an elongated silver, I guess you call it, almost chrome, elongated, looked like a cigar. And it was probably 100 feet long, something like that, 80 feet long. And it just floating above the... just above the ground, and it came by, went over the road by the school bus, and disappeared into the woods to his left. And, you know, these people aren't just seeing something. I think there's an awful lot of skepticism about it, but I had a long flying career, as probably most people know who listen. And in our flight manual was an entire section on reporting unidentified flying objects. Now, the federal government would not be asking professional pilots, particularly airline pilots, to report on something that doesn't exist, right?
Yeah.
Generally speaking, that's... If you really dig into it and you really want to look at it, they're very real. The American government, and I think the governments of the world, have known about it for a long, long time. I don't think they're assessing it properly because they do not believe in the Bible. They don't believe, which is, by the way, full of an arrival. It's full of UFOs and odd stuff. And people really should, that don't pay any attention to the Bible because they think it's all about religion, should have a second thought about that, because it's really not. It's probably, as I've said before, one of the most paranormal books ever handed to the human race, if you read it properly and read it for what it says. You had several paranormal incidents down there in the Hefner area. One of them was a friend of yours, I think you had told, you better be careful going up to a certain spot, and didn't pay much attention to it and got thrown about by an unseen entity. Could you brief us a little bit on that? That was a fascinating story.
Yeah, that was a friend of mine from Louisiana, actually, that had some visions about the end times and refugees crossing America during the end times. And he knew that I was researching some stuff at Hefner, Oklahoma, there at the Runestone Park. And I told him, you know, he said he was going to come up by there and take a look. And I told him to be very careful, be cautious, because there were things there that wasn't normal, you know. And I met him in Mena, Arkansas after his trip to Hefner. And he told me, he said, I'll never go back. He said, I'll never go back to that place ever again. He said he got there, and he felt like something watching him all the time he was there and around that park. And he said, actually, something that was unseen, he said he couldn't even see it, would grab him and throw him to the ground over and over. And he said he liked to never got away from there. And when he did, he said something followed him for a number of miles. He said he had no idea, but he said he'd never go back again. And and matter of fact, he was looking at moving to northern Arkansas, possibly, and he nixed that. He decided to just stay in Louisiana after that.
I wonder why. If you're not, how do I word this? You never get immune to it, but you do get relatively used to it. If you're in this kind of a research ministry like we're in, where you're, you know, actually constantly getting harassed, and there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on all the time. Really, I'd appreciate anybody who's had an experience like this to email us at enigma@trueinsight.com. Enigma was chosen on purpose, been around for I think I've had this email address for like 25 years or more, but it's enigma@true, T-R-U, drop the E, insight, insight.com. And let us know. Don't be afraid to tell us that you've had some weird experiences. I've had a number of them in the family. My dad had a very weird experience. I think I've told people about it before, but they got into this town late one night that didn't even exist. They went back, that they couldn't figure out what the town was or where it was. They knew the area quite well. And the next day, the whole family got in the cars and went and looked, and they could not find it. Only thing they found was an old abandoned, I guess you could call it a logging camp. But what they saw that night was a whole town. How do you explain that? Do we really know how time and space are actually, how do I say, corralled and maintained fairly normal to our existence? And I don't think we know very much. You mentioned the Hefner Rhinestone, and there have been some kind of weird stuff that they've dug up. About the wall that you saw. Can you tell us about that one? That's a great story.
Yeah, that was just inside close to Rich Mountain Store there in Mena, Arkansas, outside of Mena. Mm-hmm. I used to go by and drink coffee with a guy at that store some, and he told me about this wall they had dug up inside that mountain. It dug it out of the mountain. It was a very incredible wall. As a matter of fact, the makeup was real strange. And I've sent you pictures, you know, of that
yes.
wall itself. And actually, there were some photographs of Oklahoma wall found in around Durant, Oklahoma, around that region, around that lake down there, that they actually covered up. But that wall, in appearance, was put on, I can't remember his name now. It's the guy that wrote the book, Evil Fire Made to Burn.
I know who you mean. I can't remember the name either now that you mention it.
Well, it finally come to me. Gary Vay.
Gary Vay.
ViewZone.com. It's ViewZone.com. And he's got some pictures of that. Oklahoma cover-up, he calls it. And, but this wall looked like, you saw the pictures I sent you, and it looked like it was poured cement inside these more metallic squares, like maybe iron or something. And it was a really incredibly strange wall. And by the way, after I took the pictures of that wall and it got on the Internet, somebody stole that portion of the wall that was there by a store, and it must have weighed a ton. But they got it. And that links in with the Heavener, Oklahoma coal mine number 5 that, remember, back in the, I believe it was the 20s, I think, or 40s, they dug down in that coal mine in the coal and found buildings, and they found a polished wall, and the government came in and flooded that mine and covered it up. And I've looked into some of that stuff and had people talk to me about that. There's some strange things that people have no idea in America.
Oh, yeah. I just think it's they're covering everything up. They're covering everything up that would prove that the Bible is actually true. That's why they go confiscate the giant skeletons they find. They disappear. You never see them again. Our government is nothing but a pathological liar, and that includes almost all departments. They have become the enemy of the people, and they have also become very rankly the enemy of God himself, which is rather stupid on their part. But, what do you do with you can't cure stupidity, I guess is what they say. Naivety can be cured. Stupidity is forever. And in this particular case, when it comes to the Lord, these people are flat out stupid. And they're going to pay an awful price for what they've been doing. And it's going to come unglued anyway. It's just all of these incidences, all the things that people see, take pictures of, and then it vanishes and it disappears. And it's deliberate. I did some research, and I'll tell you how that happens. I did some research on a fellow by the name of Gustave Whitehead. And Gustave Whitehead, back in the early 1900s, early or late 1800s, was an aircraft builder. Now, everybody's been told that the Wright brothers were the first to fly on powered flight. And that is an absolute total falsehood. It's a lie. The Smithsonian Institute knows it's a lie. Gustave Whitehead flew 5 years before the Wright brothers. In fact, the Wright brothers came to his shop and picked up on a lot of the technology he was working on that he had shared with them. And anyway, that's how history gets distorted. The true history is being distorted totally in favor of the communist erasing who we are and what we are. We have now raised a bunch of kids who are socialists and communists, which is why what's going on in our universities. And who was it? Was it Joseph Stalin or one of those guys that said, give me the kids for one generation, I'll have it. I'll turn the whole nation into a communist nation, which is really what we are. But anyway, back to the paranormal. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. In my flying career, I've seen a number of weird, weird things. I've been told a number of things. And folks, you have no idea what kind of a universe we live in and all the stuff that's being covered over. Here, Larry, let me just read some headlines. These are recent. Military jets follow massive light UFO over rural Missouri. Low triangle UFO reported over Albuquerque. Retired military witness spots a UFO over Missouri. Witness shoots images of a UFO near Nellis Air Force Base. Canadian witness reports multiple hovering UFOs. Hovering UFOs seem to isolate witnesses. Former Pentagon official on credible UFO encounters spills all. Military helicopter reported chasing orange orb. Square UFO reported low over the Philippines. Low-flying triangle reported over California. Lights above the New Jersey Turnpike. That was an older one, but hundreds of people actually saw it. There's something going on. And when I was on the Art Bell Show, he related a personal story to me about he was out with his wife, and they were just taking a walk, and a giant UFO came right up over his head, passed over him, and continued on. And I would have to say that Art is a very credible witness, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, this is going on all over the world, folks, and this is tied. When I did, I think it was either UFO Gateway 4 or the Omega Code, I did some research on UFO, what they call flaps, where you have a burst of UFO sightings, and they relate directly to Israel. Every time you have a major flap, something is going to happen to Israel. And right now, we are having a major UFO flap that's worldwide, and it's incredible because on the 14th, I guess, I don't know if Trump's actually going to go there, but the indications are he's going to go there for the dedication of the new U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. And that is a major, major prophetic event. So what do you think, Larry? I just think this is all related, every bit of it.
Well, it certainly seems to be, and you know, it's amazing. If you remember, Barry Chamish, that was a journalist in Israel a few years ago. When you remember that really strange, and I'll use your term, enigmatic, the Enigma cyber attack hack that happened against Iranian computers at that time called Stuxnet. Remember that?
Yes, yes.
That occurred about the same time that there were reports, Barry Chamish was actually chronicling a lot of those, of massive UFO landings around Israel, and there was a report that maybe Netanyahu had actually met with one of the representatives that had landed. And, of course, Barry Chamish, the minute he wrote that book, Return of the Giant, man, they took him down. I mean, he actually wound up moving to America to get away from the troubles he got, you know, after he wrote that book.
Yeah, they do that. They don't want the real truth. I think I probably told some of the people on the air of an incident I had. In fact, you can find it. I think it's the first Blog Talk Radio thing I ever did. It was a solo. But it was about one of the incidents that I brought up was when I was flying for the Northern Pacific Railway, and I had a first officer. Actually, he was captain rated. He just happened to be the first officer in that flight. But anyway, we were aloft one night, and he started to tell me a story that he swore absolutely was true. His name was Charles Edward Haynes. And he was a naval commander, retired, and he came to work for Northern Pacific. He was one of our captains and whatnot. So, anyway, he was telling me that during his tenure, he witnessed, I guess, from everything that he said, a UFO landing in a field, and I believe it was down there in New Mexico somewhere. I often thought that this was probably the Eisenhower thing where they said it went to another airbase, but I don't think so. I think he was telling the absolute truth about it. Anyway, he was summoned to bring in logistically a lot of the stuff from this at abandoned airbase. I guess there's a fair amount of them down there that, you know, the military used during the wars, and then they shut them down. Anyway, they went there. They set up a control tower. He brought in all kinds of logistical stuff. And a UFO landed, a big mothership, I guess, basically. And these big wheel military guys and civilians arrived and went on this mothership. They were on there for 4 or 5 hours. And then they got back off. The mothership took off, and everybody went away, and they shut the base back down. Now, he had no reason to lie about any of it, whatever. And we have had a lot of stories. In fact, you just said where Netanyahu may have gotten on board a UFO, or at least talked to the entities that are on board. The Bible is the only book that really tells you the truth about who these beings are and what they're here for. And it's not for humanity's good, even though it's going to appear like they are here to really help. You remember, what was his Twilight Zone? And he had one called, I think, what did he call that? The cookbook? I can't remember. To Serve Man. That was the title of the show. Remember that
Rod
one?
Rod Sterling.
Rod Sterling. Remember that one?
Oh, that's one of my favorites. Yeah, I can't. I never forgot that one. It's a Serve Man wound up being a cookbook.
Yes. Yes, it was well done. And, in fact, Stan Dale more or less indicates that's probably exactly what's going to happen. These creatures from long ago were, carnivores, and humanity was good to eat. And some of the implications from what Stan did in his search on Daniel, the prophet, would indicate that that's going to happen over again. As it was, so shall it be. Anyway, now we can move over to something we haven't talked about for a while. Large winged humanoid observed in Wheeling, Illinois. If you look at some of this, it's really kind of interesting how they all appear to be very, very tall. The wingspan seems to be about 10 to 12 feet. They seem to be able to glide or take off and fly without hardly any effort. And I know they've been dubbed Mothman or something like that. But these sightings appear to be occurring more and more frequently around the Chicago, Milwaukee area, right around Lake Michigan. What's your take on that? I'm like beginning to wonder if this is not just a forewarning of a major massive earthquake.
Well, if you remember that movie, I can't remember the name of it. Maybe it was Mothman, but it had that creature in it, and it was very well written, and it actually was talking about a bridge collapse. They killed
yes.
a bunch of people, and, you know, for people, that I think that book, that movie's still out there.
Yes, Richard Gere starred in it.
Yeah, that was a concept of Mothman, and we apparently seem to be seeing the very same thing going on now in, like you said, that exact region of the country.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder exactly what is going on, because the Port Pleasant deal was... They showed up, Mothman showed up about a little year, maybe a year and a half before that event. People started seeing weird things. And we've been seeing that in Chicago, if you want to believe the witnesses, and I have no reason not to believe them, about a year, year and a half now. So I'm beginning to wonder if this isn't connected in some way to the massive prophesied earthquake that'll empty the Great Lakes basically into the Gulf. We're having kind of earthquake activity everywhere. You've been following this deal in Hawaii. What's going on there?
Well, a few days ago, we began to have a lot of activity with the volcano on Hawaii, and they were having small swarm quakes, and a portion of it collapsed, and it began an eruption over the last day or so, and yesterday especially, they showed a 500-foot plume of ash, and they began to evacuate that region. Well, guess what? This evening, just before the show, I'd been noticing a swarm of earthquake activity, like threes and fours, on the island of Hawaii. And then just before the show, I called you about 30 minutes before the show, and they had broke a report on Fox News, said that there had been a 6.0 earthquake at the volcano in Hawaii. Got on my internet and found out that it was actually a 7.0 earthquake at the volcano there on Hawaii, and then the European Mediterranean site dropped it to a 6.9. Probably sounded better, but they're now carrying it as a 6.9, and there's multiple earthquakes going on, aftershocks under that volcano as we speak, and the depth is only like 5 kilometers, which is a little over 4 miles deep, and that is very shallow, Stuart.
Yeah, that sounds like a massive magma movement. I know Stan Deo had warned that he thought maybe that part of the island could implode upon itself and just sink
well,
into
the
sea.
He indicated that all of that, those islands are basically built on volcanoes, and a lot of the volcanic, I guess you could call it ground or whatever you want to call it, that everything rests on is honeycombed with fissures and ancient, combs that, you know, how volcanoes build themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's concerned that a lot of quakes could really begin to bring an implosion, basically, of those islands.
You still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello? Yep, I do know.
Can you hear me, Stuart?
Yep.
Okay, I
can
guess
you hear
I
me?
Lost you for a minute or something.
Yeah, they probably don't like what we're talking about. We had for everybody on our Angel Fall 923 website. It's not a website. It's a YouTube site. Angel Fall 923, anyway. They took down one of our videos, Daniel and the Four Beast Powers, because they didn't like what it said. And this is going on more and more and more. Censorship is really, really starting to tighten down. And I don't know what anybody can do about it, but anyway, it is. So probably, you get knocked off because we're talking about something that they don't like. And people have reported that they can't hear volume, they can't hear the volume at all, there's no sound. And they can do all kinds of stuff like that. They can knock the sound off. They can do just about whatever they want. Anyway, it's very, very interesting, too, because we're having those earthquakes out there off the coast of California. We're having them down by the Gulf, which Stan Deo also warned about. And it just seems like the weather is extremely erratic. Goes from, almost freezing up to 70, 80 degrees, et cetera, et cetera. And I did notice I had an article I just picked up, kind of interesting. It said that they're watching a low-pressure area off the Atlantic. Did you see that? Forecasters watching early season disturbance in the Atlantic, an area of organized thunderstorms continues, or the disorganized thunderstorms, but they say it's starting to form kind of, how they go into the circular motion first. But this is awful early. What do you think?
That's true, Stuart. Yeah, that's very true. And Augusto said today that he was watching it, very concerned about it, because starting this early and that close in, they are reporting it's going to be above average hurricane season. And that's odd. We're just now apparently getting into the tornado season really, really late in Oklahoma. And here Florida is already getting into the tropical season really, really too early. So everything's out of whack.
Yeah, and it's not just out of whack here. It's out of whack around the whole earth. Things are really starting to change rapidly. Let's get into Barry and his latest Bible codes. I see one here. He's got it. Headline is Israel continues to outclass Iran in every way. This was posted on the 3rd. And this is interesting, the words. Do you have that in front of you at all?
Is it the one Mossad captures Project Ahmad nuclear files from Iran?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, there's actually two of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's actually two of them.
Have you got the words?
The first one. Yeah, the first one under that name has seven words or phrases, and number one, Project Ahmad, number two, Atomic, number three, Israel, number four, Capturer, number five, Mossad, number six is a phrase that says, blood from the hand of a man, number seven is a phrase that says, I will require the life of the man.
Wow. Okay, so this one is talking about exactly what they found, because it was the Mossad that went and got it all. And it was Iran's atomic program called Project Ahmad. What is this? Do you have any idea what this blood from the hand of a man is, or I will require the life of the man? Who is that referring to?
They're wondering if possibly that's the guy that's behind the program or that's running the Iranian program, you know, about the nuke. So I really don't know. That's not spelled out real clear yet.
Wow.
Now, the second one's really interesting. Yeah, he did another code, and it's actually got nine in it. Let me read those to you. It says,
yes.
Number one, Project Ahmad. Number two, Iran. Number three, Israel. Number four, Kim, has Kim in it. Number five,
wow.
Enemy. Number six, Arab. Number seven, Shiite, you are the devil. Number eight, Shiite, you are weak. And number nine, the rocket. And it almost sounds like they're going to have a missile with a nuke on it, maybe, that's a threat to Israel, but maybe the Lord stops it, maybe he doesn't. I don't know. You know, these codes, you really don't know where they're going, but the Shiite, you're the devil, and Shiite, you're the weak, that's pointing towards the Iranians, the Persians.
Yes. Wow. Well, it sounds like war. It sounds like there's going to be a missile attack of some type. What's going on over there? I know you have close associations with people over there. They're still on high alert, right?
Oh, not only are they on high alert, you've got, and I can't really reveal my sources, but you have tank forces moving to the north of Israel. You've got tank forces moving to the south of Israel. You've got planes all over the skies. You've got the missile batteries all on high alert, and we've got U.S. batteries mixed in with the Israeli batteries, anti-aircraft and anti-missile batteries. They're ready, and what's so interesting is Israel has already planned before this happened for a war against, they were going to invade Syria and Lebanon. They were going after the Syrians, the Iranians in Syria, and the Hezbollah in Lebanon. But that's something happened that stopped that, and then this situation with all the missiles on the bases in Syria that the Iranians had, Israel began to, you know, these missile attacks on these bases, and now the reports that I'm getting is that Iran is preparing a response to that those attacks, and Israel knows it's coming. Matter of fact, they said Mattis had just said a few days ago that there will be an Israeli-Iranian military conflict, that it can't be stopped. So, you know, my question, Stuart, is once this begins, is it going to just be a conflict I guess you could say, within the boundaries of Syria, or does it grow?
Well, I would think personally that it has to grow, and the reason I say that are treaties. If nations didn't have treaties with one another that they have to honor, then maybe it would be isolated. But I don't see how you can isolate this. If Iran attacks Israel, we have treaties to defend her as best as we can. I don't know if it's a treaty or just a promise. But Russia, Putin, has treaties. He was invited in by Assad in Syria. I don't see that he has any choice if Syria gets into this conflict, and it seems like they're using Syria as a jumping point to, you know, to bring Iran out, which would then be Daniel chapter 8. So I just can't see if this develops, but it can be isolated. And you may remember that Putin has warned more than once. First of all, in a press conference with a bunch of press people, he really was kind of irritated with them. He kept his, you know, he kept his cool and all that, but you could tell by his words, but basically calling the press very stupid, that they did not realize that there was going to be a World War III, that it was inevitable, it could not be stopped, and he could not stop it. People may remember that Obama said the same thing when he was president. Somebody asked him about World War, and he said, it's coming, and we can't stop it. It's almost like our world leaders know that they're being maneuvered into a war. Now, if you go into the book of Isaiah, you find out that the Lord says, my hand is stretched out upon the nations, and I'm going to do what I have proposed to do, and no one is going to stop me. And so there is an agenda, there is a program, and Israel is the center of that program. Folks, if you don't realize it, Israel is the key to all Bible prophecy, starting with Psalm 2, and Israel is not exempt. It doesn't say everyone except Israel. Israel's involved in this whole thing. Just kings and the rulers and the rich men of the earth are the ones being maneuvered, I believe. Larry, I don't know what you think about it, but I believe they're being maneuvered by an unseen hand. Let us put it that way. And this age has to be completed. There is an omega point. A time when this is all over and it's done with and it's completed, just like Jesus was on the cross. He said, it's done, it's over, it's finished. And he had done his work of redemption. And, you know, it's just too bad that the leaders of the world have opted for occult, satanic concepts rather than follow the Bible and what the Bible demands of nations. And we have gone down so low here in America, there is no salvation for the United States. It's not going to happen. I know people really think it is, but hey, there is an omega point, and people better get used to that idea. I know I get criticized a lot for being, they claim, negative. I don't think the latter days are negative. They're only negative if you have not complied with what the Lord told you to do. I mean, the whole thing is based upon redemption. When you see these things come to pass, lift up your heads, because your redemption draweth nigh. I don't see that that's a negative. But if you're married to the world, if you think Donald Trump, for example, is going to bail you out of this, you're just dead wrong. He may delay, but he's not going to bail us out. The Lord says over and over, don't put your trust in man. And what did the people do who elected Donald Trump? I mean, you can see it in their writings. You can see it in the prophecies. Oh, he's going to save America. We're going to emerge as the greatest nation on earth. Well, if we do, it'll only be for a very short period of time. And then, boom, down we go. So I guess you can take your pick. Personally, I put my trust in Psalm 2. I put my trust in the Lord. and I don't see any negative about it. The negative part is for earthly people who have their feet on planet Earth. And the Lord said, don't do that. So, anyway, that's my rant for the day. How about you, Larry?
Well, I have to say, for people that are earth dwellers, if you will, anything other than earth scares the dickens out of them. And, you know, if you've got your feet firmly planted on terra firma, and what we say hurts your ears and causes an earthquake or the ground to shake, then, yep, you probably don't like listening to us at all, actually. But it's the truth nevertheless. I mean, we're going into some really tumultuous times. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people are saying, wow, you know, Trump won, everything's going to work out okay. And I'm thinking, well, if that's true, then when I'm walking and praying, why don't I feel that way?
Good point. Good point. I think what happens is if people really are starting to get upset and scared, it's because they have not yet weaned themselves from this planet. Jesus said, I am not of this world. Remember when Pilate asked him who he was, and he said, well, I'm, you know, my soldiers would fight, but I'm not of this world. So, you know. And when Pilate asked him, what are you? Who are you? Those are very, very key questions. I did some blog work on those on our blog. People can go visit lakegateblogger.com. You scroll down. It's long, long, long first page. I never bothered to make other pages or archive any of it, which was probably stupid on my part. But there's a lot of stuff in there about who is Jesus? What is Jesus? I mean, when Pilate asked those questions, he knew perfectly well he was dealing with somebody that he did not quite understand, but he knew it was not normal. It was a very abnormal, and it scared him. And I think if I'm remembering right, didn't his wife have a dream about this before the confrontation took place? Or is that something in my imagination?
Who was that?
Pilate. Wasn't it his wife that had a dream ahead of time?
I believe, now I can't remember exactly, but I believe you're right. She had a warning dream, and she warned him, don't get involved with this. Keep your hands off of this Jesus. But he didn't.
Yeah. Well, he was in a position, and of course, you got to understand Pilate's point of view. He's a ruthless, basically, dictator. He's got the Sanhedrin people all over his case, and so he can't quite make out what did this man do anyway that's got you guys so upset. And he tried to get himself out of it by offering Barabbas, take your pick. Well, they picked the wrong one. However, prophecy had to be fulfilled. And that's the other part that people have to understand. Prophecy against the United States of America can be found in Isaiah 47, Jeremiah 50, 51, Revelation 17 and 18. There's a spiritual aspect to it, but there's also a national part to it as well. There are about 140, 145 parameters or descriptive phrases that God uses to explain who this nation is. And the United States is the only one that fulfills it. It's kind of a double fulfillment or even a triple fulfillment. Some of those things happened way back with ancient Babylon. And getting back to the news before we get off on another tangent. The United States says there will be consequences for China's South China Sea militarization. That appears to be gaining rhetoric for war, like the Armageddon script. What do you think on that one, Larry? They seem to be really coming to blows on this South China Sea militarization and the islands they're building out there. Do you have any latest on that?
Well, the latest on that is a report that came out today that said the Pentagon had confirmed that off Africa, the Chinese military had hit some of our aircraft with lasers and injured some pilots. So that's actually a confrontation. So it's not working out well.
Wow. Well, I know there was a report maybe 10, 15 years ago. I can't remember when it took place. It was in the United States. It was one of our bases. And a Russian helicopter, I believe it was, used lasers and blinded several of our people, some of our military people. And that was kind of hush-hush. It came out, and then all of a sudden it disappeared. And I don't remember much more about it other than that.
That was under Obama, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. It wasn't that long ago, but it was, you know, hush, hush. Here's another headline. I know you're familiar with this one. Israeli satellite firm reports unusual activity at Iran's nuclear site. What is that about?
Well, since this report came out of what the Mossad did and exposed and actually Netanyahu gave it to the world, an expose of the Iranian nuclear secret project, and that's where the name Project Ahmad came in. They have apparently, Israeli satellites have photographed the unusual activity at the Iranian Fardo nuclear site by Qom, Iran, and they're watching that very, very closely. And you can tell by the amount of vehicles and buses and et cetera, something is going on.
Wow. So is this part of, Netanyahu gave the speech, and a lot of people said that speech was directed totally at Trump. And we should get into Trump a little bit because it appears to me from some of the prophecies that I have read recently, I'll try and find them, but you want to brief us a little bit on what is going on with Trump? It seems like, how do I word this? He's really coming under the gun, and he's got to make a decision, isn't it, by the 12th, as to whether he's going to pull out from this Iranian nuclear deal that Obama got us into?
Well, what's interesting, Stuart, just before the show, I contacted you and told you to read the Drudge Report, read headlines that they have caught John Kerry.
I saw that.
Shadow diplomacy and exposed it and said secret Kerry huddles with Iran to keep original Obama-Iran nuclear deal in place. So you've got somebody behind the scenes out of the Obama administration named John Kerry that is doing secret negotiations with the Iranians around the Trump administration. I think that's against the law. I think that's totally against the law to undermine the foreign relations of a president in power.
Yeah, I don't think any American citizen is allowed to do that. That's interfering with actual national security. And I know Obama shadows Trump wherever he goes and goes in and countermands everything Trump tried to do. And yet Obama's still out there running around. So this is what makes me very, very suspicious, that the Psalm 2 statements that don't exempt anyone, whether they realize they're involved in it or not, is immaterial, that it doesn't exempt them, that they're all in this together, even if they don't realize they're in it together. And why is Obama, why is Hillary, why is Billy, Soros, and the rest of them still out, not in chains somewhere? That part I just don't understand, if this is all, hunky-dory. But it appears to me it's a little too kissy face with the left and the right behind the scenes. I do remember that we had this huge fight verbally, that it was out on TV between all these rulers and leaders. And then they were found at a party all hobnobbing together. And that should tell people something. This is all a charade. It's a facade. It's a play, and we've got the playbook. And it's called the Holy Bible. And people really ought to read it. You'd really get your eyes opened if you'd really read it for what it says. I've gotten into that before. When Jesus said, approach me as a little child, come to me as a baby almost, what's he really saying? He's saying, look, it's in there, read it, accept it for what it says, don't manufacture some stupid theology to get around something you don't like to hear, just accept it for what it says. And if people would do that, their eyes would be opened almost immediately. And it's just amazing to me that, you know, he's given us all these clues about what's going on in this planet. And if you know the playbook, then you know what's coming next, basically, anyway, basically. Planetary scientists, Wormwood is coming. 100% certainty, we will be impacted. This is from Tom Horn's website. Very, very interesting that we're seeing a little bit more now coming in on Planet X. Have you heard any more yourself or anybody from anywhere else around the world talking about it?
It has been, at the moment, a total blackout, an absolute blackout of all that information.
Wow. Well, of course, you know, everybody got excited about it, and I'm beginning to believe that was all deliberate, so that people would kind of get tired of it. It never showed up, and so therefore it's never going to show up. And, you know, what is that called? Kind of it's not a bait and switch, but it almost is a bait and switch, because you bring it up. There's all kinds of stuff on YouTube, most of it totally fake. And then people get discouraged, and they forget all about it. And I'm wondering if that isn't part of the overall plan. But you have not heard then anything more about it. I haven't seen too much either from that fellow that does a lot of that. I can't think of his name right offhand. He runs his own website about it. What else have you got? Do you want to bring up?
Well, today actually, breaking news indicated that a federal judge has stood up against the Mueller team and is demanding the protocol basic of the Mueller investigation. He wants to see the charge that Rosenstein gave Mueller and the focus of that charge that he was given. And they say Mueller's outraged and his team doesn't want to produce that item, and the federal judge said you've only got 2 weeks. Now,
oh, really?
Something's going on. Something's going on deep within the deep state, and this could be the first signs of real trouble for Mueller. And, of course, you know, I don't know if you're aware of it, Stuart, but this whole thing about a special prosecutor, you remember during Clinton,
yes.
You know, they Congress had a law that they could assign a special prosecutor. Well, you know, they subpoenaed Clinton, but they withdrew the subpoena because he said he had talked to him, and he did, and he lied, and they got him on that. But that was Kenneth Starr. But what they did,
yes.
And people don't realize it, and I've been listening to Pat Buchanan and Dershowitz and a few of the experts, and they said right after the Clinton deal that it scared, you know, the Democrats and Republicans so bad that they could do this to any upcoming president, that they rescinded that law. That law, the special prosecutor law, Stuart, has been rescinded. It is not even legal anymore. And they said what is happening is this, other than constitutional, special prosecutor Mueller, he is operating only off of a policy of the Department of Justice under Rosenstein that appointed him. And guess who's the boss? Guess who is the boss? It is Donald Trump. He's DOJ's boss. He can drop the whole thing at the anytime he wishes, actually.
Yeah, that's another issue makes me very suspicious, because the FEMA camps have not been shut down. NDAA 2018 has not been shut off. FEMA camps all over the place are still operative, or at least ready to be operative. We have the fusion centers.
And we're still all being spied
on. Yes, that's a very interesting article. I'll get to it on the next show, but he gets into how, while everybody's focuses attention on this stuff that's going on with Trump and the special prosecutions, that the surveillance of the American people is rapidly increasing. And it appears to me like you had diffusion centers. They're not being shut down. They're increasing all over the place. And a fusion center, if you don't know what it is, folks, it's a local data collection on the local residents of that area. Fusion centers have sprung up in all areas, and it's I think it's FBI or Homeland Security or whatever. And all of this began with 9/11, which was a false flag. And speaking about false flags, I think we're getting to the point now, don't you, Larry, that maybe a false flag is in the wind fairly quickly, and it's going to have to be a huge false flag to accomplish what it is they want, which is to bring America down. Folks, don't ever think for a minute that the communists are going to give up. This is what this is. This is a communist coup. And I don't know why people won't say it on TV like Fox News. They just will not call it what it is. This is a communist coup. They have been infiltrating the United States for years. They're at every level of government. And we've waited too long, and sooner or later, this is all going to come tumbling down. And it's just too bad to watch, because the American people are sitting here twiddling their thumbs. It's like everything is okay. You know, I'm okay, you're okay, we're all okay. And the storm clouds are virtually upon us. We got about 3 minutes. What do you think? What else you want to talk about?
Well, I was going to bring up something that you've talked about for years and warned America for years. The Democrats have now officially come out and indicated they want gun confiscation. It's not about gun safety. It's not about removing certain guns. They want a confiscation of American guns. There's just too many guns out in America. And so what you've been warning about is finally becoming public. Of course, you know, we can't tell people we told you so, but that's where they're headed. And you talked about, with this federal judge, if he's real, standing up to the Mueller effect, if he's trying to block them taking out Trump, the communists have to make a move, and it's not going to be one in politics. It'll be one in something really, really bad. In other words, reminds me of Jeremiah 51, I believe it is, Stuart, where rumor in the land, but then it actually, you wind up with blood in the streets.
Yes. George Soros funding ruffians that come out in the street. Yeah, it's coming. There's no question about it. All people need to do is read the Bible and accept what it says, and people just don't want to accept it. Well, you better accept it and get ready for it, because it is coming. I think this summer is going to be extremely interesting. And we are now right in the middle of Jeremiah's ruler against ruler, authority against authority. And the next part of that is an attack from our enemies. So we're going to go down, folks. You got to get ready for it. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to be truthful. And it's no different than anything else the Bible has to say. Just read it for what it is.
I was going to mention too, Stuart.
Yeah.
They found out, you know, that George Soros is supporting this illegal immigration movement. And guess what? On Drudge headlines, it says illegal immigration now up 233% on the U.S. southern borders. Can you believe it?
Yep, I believe it. And I think this business about the military being on down there isn't going to, I don't know if it's fake news or whether it's real, but we're not doing anything to stem the tide. And the Bible talks about this as well, folks. America is supposed to be filled with an alien force. These are combatants, and when the signal is given, they will rise up, and they will cause great mischief in our cities and rural districts. Anyway, we're coming up at the end. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on board, and we'll see you again next week. We'll give a flash update if anything occurs over the weekend. Anyway, thanks a lot. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.